Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
President John F. Kennedy said, "We must find time to stop and thank the people who make a difference in our lives." And that's what we're going to do today. Welcome in. This is Religionless Christianity. I'm your host, Spencer. This is my lovely wife, Nikki. And today we're kind of taking a step back from our normal way of doing the show just to say thank you. So before we dive in, baby, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, just want to give God the glory. I have a job now. It just worked out really easy. I didn't think that I'd meet somebody who did the same job I did, just cleaning houses. And just jumping right into it again. So it's something I didn't even pray about, but it was answered prayer. So a need before I prayed, I mean. So I thought that was pretty cool. And as usual, just make sure you like and subscribe to our channel. And are we still using, what's it called, for prayer requests and
Discord.
Discord working. Okay, that's right.
Yep. So yeah, please like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you're on the podcast, please make sure you follow us and please consider jumping over to the Discord channel. We want to move away from Facebook and Twitter and all that nonsense as quickly as we can. And Discord is just a better platform for us to sort of get together and just sort of be a community without having to, you know, play by Facebook's rules and all that sort of stuff. So we don't want to support them if we don't have to.
Right.
But yeah, big shout out to God for getting Nikki a job. You know, it's much more expensive where we're living now and we definitely needed it. So that is a huge blessing. And that kind of goes hand in hand with why we're doing this episode today. So this is a big week for Religionless Christianity, for the podcast, for me and Nikki. So this week we just crossed the 1,000 download mark for the podcast. Which that may not sound super impressive to everybody out there. You know, Joe Rogan's got millions of subscribers and all that. But for us, it is so big and like just bursting with joy over it. And, you know, we just have such gratitude sort of for you, for all the listeners out there that you take time out of your busy day and I think there's literally like a million different podcasts to listen to and you take time to listen to us. And that is such a blessing. And we're so thankful for you for doing that.
We do pray for everybody who will be listening. We lift you guys up in prayer and we ask God to get it to the right people, whoever needs to hear it. And I mean, we want to hear back from you. If you listen, let us know and have conversation about things. And so I just don't want to only know that you're listening. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. We're asking you guys, please let us know on social media, on Discord. The links are in the description, like always, because this isn't just about us talking at people.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be sharpened and discipled just as badly as anybody else. So, but 1,000 downloads, right? Like not that monumental, but it's just so encouraging. You know, when we started this podcast and we were kind of planning out how we were going to do it, what, you know, we wanted to talk about and that sort of things, you know, we knew that this was kind of it's a tough podcasting, I guess, area to go into. There's a lot of Christian podcasts out there. And when you look at like YouTube training and podcast training, they'll always tell you like, find a niche, you know, find your little niche and get into it. But that's not what was on our heart. You know, what was on our heart was what we're doing, you know, kind of looking at the news, kind of talking to Christians about how to live every day in this secular world. And
yeah, because it's so hard to know where to go. There's so many things pulling us either way. in the culture, and it is hard getting out of that culture. And that's what we want to talk about, like very specific things to help us get on the narrow path together.
Yeah, because it's impossible to like pretend like you're just going to close your eyes going through life and that your kids aren't going to see it and they're not going to have questions and, you know, that sort of stuff. So that was kind of, we knew this was sort of a broad topic and we just decided, you know, this is where we feel led to go into. So that's what we're going to do. And, you know, it really, it hasn't been easy this whole time to get episodes out. You know, we only do 3 episodes a week, which may not seem all that difficult, but you know, we both work. We have 4 kids. Those 4 kids were homeschooled all year long. You know, we've been getting more active in church. So more and more nights of our week are wrapped up in church,
which is what we want.
Yeah. This is all positive stuff. Yeah. I mean, but it still takes up time. And then, you know, we were planning a move. We actually completed that move down here. And all these things have been going on around us. So even just getting 3 episodes out a week has been difficult, but we've tried our best to do it. And we've done it up until last week where we actually were in the moving phase and it was just too much. You know, we'd be making podcast episodes in a hotel bathroom that while the kids are fighting. So it just didn't seem like the best way to do it. So, but we've been doing that. And part of it is because, you know, we knew it was going to be a difficult time when we started. You know, there's never a right time, right? Life is crazy. Everybody's life is pulling at them in 1,000 different directions. So my best advice is what we went with. You just jump in. Like, there is no right time to jump in. You just do it. Just cannonball in and figure it out, you know? Or maybe that's
kind of what we did. You got home from deployment and we did.
Basically,
you changed my whole routine.
Yeah, because there's no right time, right? Like, whose life is slowing down? Like, if your life is slowing down, it's probably because you're dying. And, you know, we just wanted to get involved and start. You know, we, like I said, had this on our heart. So, you know, the best time to start is right now. Whatever that happens to be in your life, for us, it was this podcast. And part of the other reason was, like, we know that hard work and perseverance pay off. We know that.
Yeah,
but it's difficult in the moment to feel that. So when we're struggling and it's, you know, there's been plenty of nights where it's 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm trying to edit to get an episode up the next morning because life happens. And if you don't feel that hard work and perseverance is paying off, you feel bogged down, you feel tired and stressed out. But we know that it does, right? All of history and all of experience tells you that hard work and perseverance pay off.
Yeah, and lots of failing, just lots of overworking and trying. It's always hardest in the beginning. And
yeah, I mean,
the start of anything is always, always difficult.
Yeah, and especially, you know, we live in a time now where like everybody just wants a handout, things for free, you know, but we wanted to show in our own little way, or at least prove it to ourselves and prove it to our kids that there's still a reward in working for something. And there's really more joy to be found. You know, they always talk about the grind and you hear it all the time in like a rap song or sports stars or grind, but we all grind, right? Like, I feel like we grind when it's coming to this podcast, and there's definitely joy in that grind. And for us hitting this 1,000 download mark, and by the time you guys watch this episode, we'll be cresting 1,200 downloads. And there is so much joy in just that simple little thing. And
yeah,
that was kind of the other part. And you kind of talked about it when getting this job and just the blessings. And that was something else I was thinking about as we were kind of thinking through what we were thankful about with this podcast, that like, you know, the reason that we have a lot of reasons for having the Bible, but one of them, and one of the reasons the stories in the Bible are the way they are, is they're always telling people, remember what God did, remember what he did. And the idea of remembering what somebody did is so that you can have confidence today. And I feel like so often in our society and in the Christian world, like, we're always looking back like, oh, God was so good to me then. And, but in the moment, we're always stressed out and anxious and fretful and fearful. And I just decided, I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, we know who God is. We know he's faithful. We know he's good.
Yeah.
And we have, just in our simple life, 30 some years of living, we have so many testimonies of God's faithfulness that I was just like, why would I be fearful that this podcast isn't going to pan
That's
out?
That's true.
So yeah. We kind of just wanted to make that point to you guys that don't wait. Because if there's no faith in waiting for the result to like give God praise for something. Like, I kind of likened it to the idea of trash talking, which we're all Christians. We shouldn't be trash talking. I get it. But I also like sports, and you trash talk in sports, and you don't trash talk once the game is over. That's what a chump does. If you're a real trash talker, you trash talk before the game starts, during the game, and then the results are what they are, right? But if you just wait until you win and go, yeah, you guys stink, like, no, you're a chump because you were not sure that you were going to win, right? And that's the way it is with praising God. Like, if you're just waiting for the blessing to come and then praise God, that's not faith. You're just like, oh, something good happened. That's cool.
Yeah, that's like you have faith after the fact. Like, yeah, that's a really good point and a way to put it. But
yeah, just sports. I equate my faith to trash talking. But I think it's true, right? And that's why we have faith and we're called to have faith. And just you know that God is a good God. You know that he is faithful. You know.
You can say it out loud.
You can say it. You can say it to your friends. You can say it to your family and go, yeah, I'm applying to this new job and I'm going to get it and I'm going to succeed at it and I'm going to work harder and be promoted above my peers because God's good and I'm working for him and he's going to reward me. Like, you can rest in that. And again, this show is all about looking like a fool for Christ. So go and talk like a fool for Christ, because that's not what the world would say. Like, oh, you know, I applied and hopefully I can get it. And, you know, please, God, let me get this job. And, oh, I hope I don't get fired if I show. Screw that. You just walk in confidence. So that's kind of what we're taking with this show and why we wanted to take this moment now, because you're going to hear this many times throughout this podcast. When we hit 10,000 downloads, you're going to hear this same message that we're thankful to you, the listener, but more we're thankful to God and that we're going to be trusting him for 100,000 downloads. And then we're going to be trusting him for 1,000,000 downloads. And so if this message irritates you, get used to it, because this isn't going to be the last time you hear a thankful message from us.
Yeah, I think it's good to talk about how you, the faith that God gives you in the first place anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I can't quote the verse right off the top of my head, but the verse of he clothes, you know, the flowers of the field, and he feeds the birds of the air, and like, how much more does he love you than he'll provide for you and stuff? And
yeah,
so just believe it. And yeah, that's what we wanted to do with this first half of this. And now that we're done with the sappy stuff, we're going to move on to just kind of re-caging this podcast, just kind of remaking the claim for why we're here, what we're hoping to do here, and then just kind of letting you know what the immediate future kind of looks like for us. So, you know, obviously, if you haven't watched our Who Are We episodes, we have three episodes that are like episode 0.01, 0.02, 0.03, and it just kind of gives you an idea of who we are, sort of why we're here, and then it shares our testimony so that you guys can get to know us. And I'd encourage you to go and listen to those if you haven't already. Mm-hmm. But the idea of this podcast was birthed out of two areas. One was Judges 21:25, which says, in those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did what seemed right in their own eyes. Mm-hmm. And I had just happened to be reading through the book of Judges when I came back and we started discussing this podcast, and I was like, man, is there a verse in the Bible that explains America better
today? People
want
a savior, but they don't want a king is the problem. Like, they don't want Jesus to be their king. And that is what has happened to Christianity in America.
It's 100%. And then as I was reading through that, I was a pretty slow reader, but I was finishing this Dietrich Bonhoeffer biography, and you know, Bonhoeffer was a 1930s theologian that suffered and actually died in a Nazi prison camp for his faith and defending the faith. And I was just reading through and just a lot of the stuff that he had talked about and I was like, man, this guy, this is who America needs to preach right now, because mm-hmm. he was suffering persecution, and not just persecution, but at that time, a really proud Christian nation in Germany was being turned into this false gospel, this Nazi sort of state church. And that was also what we were talking about. Like, we're getting fed a false gospel mm-hmm. a lot of times in this country. And the way Bonhoeffer puts it is he kind of juxtaposes cheap grace versus costly grace. Right. And so many Christians get fed this cheap grace idea that you just say a prayer and nobody can snatch out of God's hand, and you're just saved for all time because your heart was stirred one Sunday. Yeah. And you walked down and said, Lord, save me. And that was it. And like, that's cheap grace. Like, to think that our Lord and Savior would come step out of eternity in all majesty to walk the life of a nobody in Israel, live the life he did, persecuted the way he did, died and suffered the way he did, all so that you could just go, Lord, save me. And then you're in. Like, that's cheap grace. And Bonhoeffer would talk about costly grace, which is this: our King died for a price. Like, it was costly for Jesus to come here. It wasn't easy. And mm-hmm. our walk with him shouldn't be easy. And the Bible tells us that those who endure to the end are the ones that are saved. So we 100% agree. Nobody can snatch you out of God's hand, but you can mm-hmm. pretty easily walk out of God's hands.
People only care about that part. Like, he gives us his Holy Spirit. And I've said this before, not just so his Holy Spirit will resurrect us at the last day. His Holy Spirit is in us now to make us holy now. There is a work that he is doing. And when you resist the Holy Spirit, you grieve the Holy Spirit. So there's a reason he comes to convict, to teach, and people ignore the Holy Spirit. And that's very sad.
Yeah. So this Christian life comes at a cost. And when that was kind of the two points, you know, that we started this podcast on, and we wanted to basically, you know, we're not, like we mentioned, you know, we're not theologians or apologists, or we're just Christians, been Christians for most of our life, but we're not, you know, there's much smarter Christians. We're just doing the best we can.
You know, just taking the word and
yeah. And I mean, we listen and we read a lot, but you know, we're not theologians, you know? So our idea was, we're not going to be diving super deep into these, you know, really tough biblical topics and trying to dissect them and hermeneutics and all these sorts of things. There's smarter people for that. We do offer up our opinions on biblical topics when we think that they're worth talking about. And there's plenty of episodes on this channel for you to go through. But the other part of that is, we wanted to just sort of look at the news of the day and the world around us and mm-hmm. see how to navigate through that. So that's why we've done episodes on, like, hey, Demi Lovato is a pansexual. And what does that mean? Like, how do we handle that? You know, because your kids know about it. If you don't, you know, your kids are going to hear Lil Nas X has Satan shoes. Like, what is this all about? And we wanted to kind of look at news of the day, life, and just kind of through the lens of Christianity. And yeah, we try to make some fun of it and make light of it as we can. We don't want to be super serious, but that's kind of the idea of this show. And that's what it's going to continue to be going forward, because that's what's been laid on our hearts to do. Mm-hmm. And then just in the near future, so we'll have the website coming out here pretty soon. It's not going to be anything elaborate, you know, or crazy elaborate, but it's just going to be our website where people can find us. They can find links to all the podcasts, the YouTube channels. Our book recommendations will be on there, so you don't have to comb through previous episodes to find stuff. It'll all be right there on the website. We're going to have a Road to Salvation on there. So if you're new to Christ or you're thinking about it, you know, we'll be laying that out on the website. And then also we'll be having links to our merchandise. So we're going to have some merchandise coming out here pretty soon. You know, I've been pretty hard on this channel about the whole idea of, you know, live the gospel everywhere you go, and when necessary, use your words. And I think that's so stupid. But if that's going to be your motto, and it's, you should, you know, strive to be seen as a more godly person, yeah. right?
Wherever and, you're at, can somebody be like, in this crowd, that's a Christian?
So we're going to make that easy for you by making billboards. You know, we call them t-shirts, but we're going to make them billboards. So
you better live up to that billboard.
Yeah. So we're going to have those coming out here pretty soon. And you guys will be able to find those on the website and purchase them if you want and be your own billboard. So that's kind of what's coming in the near future. But that's really all we have for today. We just, again, wanted to say thank you from the bottom of our heart. We appreciate so much you listening to, you know, two kids from Michigan trying to share the good news of Jesus Christ. and then just re-caging what this show is all about so that you, if you're new to this channel, maybe this is the first time you heard a show from Religionless Christianity, you can kind of understand where we're coming from. So as we get ready to wrap this up, baby, do you have any last words?
No, just again, I was just thinking I'd love to hear from you guys. If you guys have any crazy news that you heard of that you'd like us to talk about on the show, let us know about it, how we should view it, what we should think about it, how to react to it. And just thank you. We really appreciate you guys listening and watching and supporting us.
Yes, 100%. You guys are the best audience in the world. So we love you guys. And we also want to hear from you. Like we said, we're not, we make mistakes all the time. We understand we can get things wrong. We can misinterpret. And we don't want to do that. So if we're getting off base, we need you guys to steer us back. So that's all we got for you guys. Stick around for Friday. Again, we'll have another episode coming out. Anywho, love you guys. God bless.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money.